That very night, in fact, some Wikipedia-wielding historian noticed that it was the 247th anniversary of the day in 1777 when Vermont declared its independence from Britain. Since he also happened to be the Dorset Volunteer Fire Chief, not to mention well into his second four-pack of Fiddlehead's bracing second fiddle IPA, he sounded the siren on top of the firehouse for several minutes, which would have annoyed all the men who answered the call if he hadn't had several four-packs in reserve. They had cell phones. Before the deadline for the 11 p.m. news, half the towns on the western side of the state had sounded their alarms, and coverage on the late newscast from WVTV was enough to convince the Norwich, Verscher, and St. Johnsbury departments that they were missing out on the fun. The next morning, five postmasters in Caledonia County arrived at work to find the American flag neatly folded in a regulation triangle on the front steps and a Vermont banner flying from the pole. Four replaced the flag, the fifth called the local newspaper to take a shot, and by noon the picture was spread across the top of the New York Times website to illustrate a feature story titled, In Quaint Green Mountain Hamlets, A Push for Independence. In early evening, two young men with a piece of rope set up a Free Vermont border check on the Addison side of the newly rebuilt Crown Point Bridge. As incoming cars with New York plates slowed to a halt, they handed each driver an apple and a flyer advising of national customs and cultural sensitivities. Vermonters do not like having their pictures taken, but if you offer them a beer, they will usually allow it. Skimpy clothing is encouraged in Vermont. Being a dick and or asshole or acting like a New Yorker is discouraged in Vermont. 7 days, the state's alternative newspaper printed a page of oval portraits of great Vermonters, sized so readers could paste them over the presidents on their U.S. banknotes, pending the adoption of our own currency. Vermont Public Radio put out a press release acknowledging that its switchboard had been overwhelmed with calls from listeners who thought it was un-Vermont-like to continue describing itself as a member station of the National Public Radio Network. We will take no position on this controversy, the station said, adding, but we encourage all sides in the dispute to pledge their support in our winter fund drive, which begins tomorrow. Though Perry provided regular updates from the web, only Sylvia, trekking to Hinesburg daily for groceries, had a real sense of how they were dominating not just the news, but the imagination of their neighbors. I saw three bumper stickers on the way back today, she said. Two said Barkley for governor, one said Barkley for prime minister.